Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is an earbud that I am absolutely loving. Now, there's a little bit of a backstory to this. I'll try to make it pretty quick. Basically, I was searching for the best earbud that I could find for me personally. And I have gone through many, many different ones and all kinds of price ranges. I've gone through AKG, I've gone through Technics, I've gone through Sony's, I've gone through Bang & Olufsen, I've gone through Sennheiser, I've gone through, Apple AirPods. And the one that I keep coming back to is this one. And this is the Bose Quick Comfort 2, Quiet Comfort 2 Bluetooth earbuds. Now, if you've been around me for a while, if you've been with my store for a while, you know I'm not the biggest Bose fan. But these earbuds have truly brought me around to Bose, at least for these earbuds. And what I look for in the earbuds, I look for comfort, I look for long-term wear, I look for features, and I look, of course, for sound. And of all the ones I've tried, there have been one or so that maybe the sound is just a little better than the Bose, but as far as the other features, you can't beat these Bose earbuds. And so what I normally like to do is when I get something that I personally use and love myself, I love to sell it on the store because it's something that I truly believe in. And these Bose Quiet Comfort 2 earbuds, these are the next generation or the newest generation of these Quiet Comfort earbuds. The first generation were quite a bit larger. They didn't do as many things. And this new generation is really just spot on great. So that's why I have a couple pairs around the house now. And I've returned basically all the other ones. Now the Bang & Olufsen, $400 retail, which is crazy insane for a pair of earbuds, but I did give them a shot. Sound might have been just a tad bit better than the Bose, but the rest of the features really were not that great. Number one, the active noise cancellation was horrible. The fit, I couldn't get the left one to stay in my ear, kept falling out, fell into the sink, so forth. So for $400 earbuds, they better be freaking perfect, and these were not perfect. So those went back. Sennheiser's, very equal to the Bose in sound, larger earbuds, and they just started to kind of hurt my ears after a while. They do have some nice features in the app and stuff. Active noise cancellation is good, but they just, the fit, I just couldn't get behind. The AirPods are a great set of earbuds. They work great with iPhone and the Apple ecosystem. They've got great active noise cancellation. The sound, not as good in my opinion as Bose. And then of course the Sony's and the AKG's and the Technics, all of those just not, either the sound wasn't good, they felt cheap, or the features weren't good. So that's why I think the Bose are just so great. Now there are some things the Bose maybe doesn't have, like a wireless charging case, which to some people that might be important, but to me, it's not that important. But as far as the active noise cancellation, it's the best in the business. I don't care what reviews you look at out there. They might say, you know, this earbud might sound a little bit better, but when it comes to the active noise cancellation, everybody agrees that the Bose is definitely the best. So let's talk about these earbuds. They definitely come in a very pocketable case. The case might not be as small as some cases out there, but it is still very easy to put in a pocket. It's not too thick. It is a charging case. It will give you three charges on top of the charge that the earbuds already have. And the earbuds are going to give you about a 6-hour battery life. And then you're going to put them in the case and they will charge up and then give you three more charges. The case does charge with USB-C, which they do include in the box. And it also has a button on the back to be able to activate them for pairing. Now, you can pair these with many different devices, but they can't be connected to more than one device. So, you know, some people might look at that as a detraction, but, you know, not a big deal to me. But if you have it connected with your iPhone and your iPad. You can't just go over to your iPad and start using them and the sound switches and starts coming out of them. You would have to go into your Bluetooth settings or go into the Bose app and tap on the iPad, and then it will switch the connection over to that. So there is that, but as far as the comfort level, these are definitely the best, in my opinion, as far as the comfort level. Number one, they're fairly small. They have oval ear tips. And if you look at your ear holes, your ear canals, they're not round, they're oval. So that's why it makes sense to have oval ear tips. So basically, if you put a round tip into your ear hole, you're trying to put a round peg into an oval hole. And sometimes it's not that comfortable. The Bose are oval. They also have a really cool little stability band is what they call it. It's like the shape of a C, and it basically goes right into the ear canal, not into the ear canal, but right on the very inside of the ear where your flap of ear cartilage is. And that little C shape grabs kind of a hold when you put it in, and it kind of keeps the earbud from falling out. Now, this is big because I've been using these when I brush my teeth, when I, you know, go into the sink or whatever, and, you know, do my flossing or whatever, and they've never once come out. But yet the Bang & Olufsen $400 earbuds went into the sink the first time, boom, left earbud fell out into the sink. So that is a very nice feature of these earbuds, these Bose earbuds. Also, they are water and sweat resistant, and they do come with multiple size ear tips as well as multiple size stability bands. So you can just try them out and see which one fits best for you and your ear type. The other thing is that these have a thing called personalized adaptive sound. And so this is something new that Bose is doing. It's pretty cool. When you first take these out and you put them in your ears, it actually plays a sound through the earbud the minute you put them in your ears. And what it's doing, it's measuring your ears and your listening and all that stuff. And it's adjusting and adapting the earbud to the best sound that works best for your type of ear and your shape of ear. And so it will do that. It'll make a little sound on each earbud, which is really, really nice. And then it adapts it. It's not a big major adjustment. It's little minute adjustments, but so far I can say that they sound amazing. The bass on these, super clear, super deep, and super clean. And of course the app that you can download for these is called the Bose Music app. And you definitely want to download that app when you first get these and take them out of the box. You want to connect them to your phone and then go in and connect them to the app. And then they will ask you to update the firmware. You definitely want to update the firmware for these because the firmware allows you to use one or the other Bose earbud. So you can basically, when you update the firmware, it'll allow you to use one earbud at one time. So the old firmware, you basically could only use both earbuds when they're in your ears. The new firmware, you can use one or the other, the left or the right, put the other one in the case, the other, and then the one in your ear will still work just fine. It also, the firmware updates a feature where when you take the earbuds out of your ears, it automatically pauses the music. When you put them back in your ears, it automatically plays the music again. Now, a lot of these features are adjustable inside the Bose app, and there's not a thing in the Bose app that I have found that's inaccessible up to now. And I think I've looked at everything in there. So the Bose did really nice by making sure everything was accessible inside the app itself. As far as accessible, I mean accessible for people using VoiceOver. Also, there's other things in the app that are very controllable as far as you can switch on how much you want to hear your own voice when you're talking on a call or when you have these in transparent mode. Or you can also adjust the EQ or you can have more bass or more treble. And then there's also, you can turn it on and off the voice prompts. So yes, these do have voice prompts, voice feedback. When you put them in your ears, they will tell you the battery level, and they will also tell you what you're connected to at the time if you're connected to more than one device. So if you have these paired, not connected to more than one device, but paired with more than one device. So if you have these paired to three different devices, when you put them in your ears, they're gonna tell you at that time which device you're currently paired up to or connected to. So if I have these paired with my iPhone and iPad, put these in my ears, it'll say connected to iPhone 13. And then if you put them in your ears when you're using your iPad, it's gonna say connected to, you know, Brent's iPad, that kind of thing. There's lots of other things to do in the app, and one of the coolest things that Bose lets you do with these earbuds is adjust how much noise canceling you want to allow in your ears. Now, there are things called modes with these earbuds, and they come with two default modes. One of them is quiet, and that's going to be full noise cancellation, and then the other is going to be aware mode, and that's going to be basically you hear everything going on around you. But maybe you want to customize a couple modes. So maybe you don't want to block out all the noise completely, but you want to block out 3/4 of the noise or whatever, or 75% of the noise or whatever. Then you can go into modes area and you can add two other modes. So just for instance, say that you at home, you want to be able to hear stuff around you like the doorbell and stuff while you have these in. You could create a home mode. And then under that home mode, when you go to edit that, it's going to ask you how much noise cancellation. It'll start out at 5. You can swipe up and it'll go all the way up to 10. Or you can swipe down and it'll go all the way down to 0. So I did this one day. I sat here and I played music from my Echo with these earbuds in, and I created a new mode and I swiped up, and I could definitely hear that it was blocking out more music the higher number I went. And then, of course, it was blocking out less music the lower number I went. So you can have that type of a mode added, and then you can have up to 4 modes. So there's 2 default modes that you can't change, and then there's the 2 that you can customize. So you could have a home mode, and you could have a work mode, or, you know, whatever. But you can adjust how much noise cancellation you let in and out of the earbuds, which is really nice. No other earbud I've tried does that. It's either on or off, and that's it. With these, you can have it on, but on a little, or on more, or on a lot, whatever. Really, really neat feature there. Of course, there are several other things in the app you can do with these, and I'll let you guys, you know, go around and play around in those. Of course, like I said, firmware updates, I think the manual's in there. Also, you can customize the gestures. I think that there are some light customizations you can do with the gestures, and they do have default gestures already set. Like if you, so here are the gestures as I know them, and I'm not sure if you can customize any of the gestures or not. So I can't remember. Also, when they're in the case, there is, you might think, well, these are kind of hard to get out of the case. Well, there's a little lip on each one of the Bose earbuds. So you definitely want to take your forefinger and your thumb, grab a hold of the earbud, and put your forefinger where that lip is, and then you can just pull straight out. It took me a little bit of time to get used to that, but once I've gotten used to that, now I can pull them out very easily, no big deal. So the gestures, and they do give you voice feedback too. The gestures on the right earbud or the left earbud, if you tap once on it, it's going to play or pause the music. If you tap twice on either one, it's going to skip forward and to the next track. If you tap 3 times on each one, it's going to skip to the start of the song or reverse to the start of the song or skip to the previous track. And then if you hold in on the right earbud, it's going to activate the your voice activation, which is like Siri or Google. And if you hold in on the left one, excuse me, I've got the yawns all of a sudden. I've been waiting all day. Every time I've tried to do this audio description, I have had the major yawns. So I thought, okay, finally, I don't have the yawns. I'm going to do this. And the minute I start doing the audio description, I start having the yawns again. So apologize for that. Anyway, hold in on the right earbud. It's going to activate your voice assistant. Hold in on the left earbud, and it's going to switch the different modes. So it'll cycle between quiet, aware, and then whatever custom modes that you have set. And it will speak whichever mode that you are on. So that is cool. And then, of course, if you on the volume, if you take and put your finger and swipe up or down on the stems of the earbuds. Now, these do have stems, but they're very small stems. They're not as long or skinny like the Apple AirPod stems. But do that on the outside of each stem, and that will turn up and down the volume. And so, yeah, those are the gestures. And I can't remember if you can customize these or not. But if you can, it will be there in the app, and you can But I kind of like the gestures the way they are, to be honest with you. I like that what they already have them defaulted to. So that's good for me. Okay, what else, guys? Let's see. Okay, in the box, like I mentioned, you do get the multiple ear tips and the multiple stability bands, and of course you do get the USB-C cable to be able to charge these. And I think that's all what you need in the box. So, guys, these are my favorite earbuds out of all the ones I've tried. Sound-wise, they're up at the top. I'd say maybe the Bang & Olufsen maybe are a tad bit better, like 1% better sound, but not worth the extra money and not worth what you have to give up in features, which really annoy me on the Bang & Olufsen, and especially since they won't stay in my ears. These have not fallen out of my ears yet. These are great, comfortable, great sound, great app for them, great accessible app, and amazing noise cancellation. And yeah, these are just the all-around earbuds. And yes, I know I've talked bad about Bose in the past, but I'm not talking bad about them now. I'm loving these things, and I think you guys will also. So the ones we have for sale are brand new in the box, and they are the triple black color. So black on black on black are the ones that we have in stock, and they are brand new in the box, never used. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldtcompany.com, and our website is harboldtcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we will catch you next time.